Some say Chinese is one of the most difficult languages in the world, and learning it is almost impossible.
So learning Chinese, the most difficult thing.
非常难.
So I'm sort of tone deaf. I can't really hear them.
I think the cultural mindset is the biggest complication for
the grammar.
知吃思吃都还难.
It's just complicated. So much.
Only because you're not learning it in the right way. Why not try Takeaway Chinese, where you can take some Chinese away and experience progress day by day. Takeaway Chinese, we will promise you a difference.
Welcome to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Hongling, and today with me, Miss Georgia Massett. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great day.
Me too. It's always a pleasure being able to spend this half an hour with all of you listening to Takeaway Chinese. We try to include as much info as possible. And in the meantime, since we've been doing the podcast for so long, it feels like we are revealing a little bit of ourselves, our details, our interests, and our personalities in the show. And it feels like becoming friends, not only with Georgia here, but also with our dear listeners out there. It's like sharing a little piece of our lives together with Takeaway Chinese listeners.
It has been so fun getting to know each other and at the same time delving into so many interesting topics and learning so many things. I feel like I've learned so many new things.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way. And one thing about Takeaway Chinese is that though we are a language sharing show for the most part, actually we're also a life sharing show. We talk about all the beautiful things that you pay attention in life. And that include one very important element, that is music. So I have to ask you, Georgia, I've never asked you this before. So I want to know, are you a fan of music? Or can I assume that everybody is a fan of music? You just want to share your type of music with me. What type of music do you enjoy? 你喜欢什么样的音乐呢?
Well, I think, as you said, we can assume that everyone is a fan of music. It's something so broad and so that includes so many genres that fits, I think, everyone in the world. And it's very important to talk about music since it's something that connects all of us and it's part of our daily lives. For me, I really like to listen to classical music when I'm studying or doing something that requires focus. So I actually spend a lot of time listening to music without any singing in it. Otherwise, it would be actually rap music. I don't know if we could expect that from me, but I'm really into rap music.
That is an interesting choice. Actually, let's start with classical music. We call it 古典音乐.
古典音乐.
Yes, 古典 in itself, 古 carries the meaning of ancient, and 典 is like classic. So 古典, for example, 古典文学, classic literature. 古典学 would be the classics, and of course, 古典音乐 would be classical music. Makes perfect sense. And rap. Huh, I think one thing about rap is that in China, if you say 我喜欢 rap, like I like rap, people understand. Though we do call it a 饶舌 is kind of like using your tongue in a very smart and skillful way, which is basically what rappers do. But I think if you say rap, people understand it perfectly.
Oh, 饶舌, otherwise.
Yes, otherwise 饶舌音乐. Yeah, but rap is for some reason, I would say more trendy among the kids. You kids like rap, I know that. So when you kids actually use more trendy and popular and kids language to talk about rap, it makes sense. So you can just say 我喜欢 rap.
我喜欢rap.
Yes, that works. Okay, so when it comes to music genres, apparently there are a lot of different types, different genres, and one a little bit generalizing way to separate or to categorize would be categorizing music into traditional Chinese music versus Western classical music. That is 中国民乐 versus 西洋乐, and that is going to be the theme of today's Takeaway Chinese. So for our dear listeners, if you're interested in Chinese culture and you want to get a grip on the Chinese language, then this is the show for you. Stick with us for 30 minutes and you soon see the rewards. And for more fun Chinese learning, follow our Facebook page, Learn Chinese, to watch many fun videos and live streams. But now, let's provide you with some free Chinese for a takeaway. 这场音乐会真是震撼极了。
我从来没想过中国的乐器和西洋乐器这么搭。
对啊，小提琴婉转动听，二胡和琵琶则有一种独特的东方韵味。
下次演出我还想再来。
这场音乐会真是震撼极了。
我从来没想过中国的乐器和西洋乐器这么搭。
对呀，小提琴婉转动听，二胡和琵琶则有一种独特的东方韵味。
下次演出我还想再来。
And that's the conversation. I think it's not that complicated. It's just several musical instruments are involved, and I plan to actually sharing with you some more Chinese names for music instruments, but we can do that later. Let's delve into the conversation first.
Let's do this.
Sure. So for the first sentence, 这场音乐会真是震撼极了。
This concert is truly breathtaking.
Yes. So 这
This?
场
A measure word?
Yeah, it is a measure word. Have you seen it before?
Yes, it's the one talking about big meetings. Or about a big space with a lot of people.
Yes, actually, if you have ever seen the word 场地. Yes, 场地 would be a venue, so a place, or 广场, a square. So 场 carries the meaning of this space, this area designated for a certain purpose. Whereas 地 is, we know 地方, a place. So 场地 is a venue, a place. And when 场 is used as a measure word, actually it carries the meaning that this activity or this special event that you're holding requires certain place because it requires a little, you know, more people to attend. So we say 一场活动, so one time of a event.And 活动 activity or event is the thing that requires this space. And for example, here we've got 一场音乐会, music concert. And you can also have 一场, for example, 读书会.
A library?
读书会 would be a book reading activity. And then we have 音乐会.
Concert, 音乐会.
Perfect, yes, concert, 音乐会. So we know 音乐 is music.
音乐
Uh-huh. So 音 carries the meaning of a sound. 乐 actually talks about the melody. So 音乐 would be music. And 会 is a meeting. So literally speaking, 音乐会 is a music meeting. A music meeting, a concert. The kind of meeting I would like to attend.
Me too, absolutely.
Yes, so 音乐会真是
真是 really is?
Really is. 震撼
震撼 breathtaking.
Breathtaking, or you can also understand it as, for example, shocking, but in a good way. So, 震撼震 carries the meaning of shake or shake off. 撼撼动 also shake, but I feel like 撼 is the kind of shake that you use when you're shaking something magnificent. It's something mm-hmm. really big. So when we say 震撼, we use the word. We're actually talking about the kind of feeling that is something is like, I'm shocked. It's like, wow, I am so impressed because of it. So that's what 震撼 means. You cannot use 震撼 to talk about actual shaking something, but you can use mm-hmm. it to describe the feeling, the mental experience.
Oh, 震撼.
So this is very impressive. You can say, 很震撼.
震撼. I'm so overwhelmed almost.
Yes, yes, that's what it means. And 极了.
极了, to die for.
Yeah, just very, very much to the extremist. So, 我饿极了, I am so hungry. Or, 我最近累极了.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, I'm so tired these days. You can also say, this idea is really good. It's a perfect idea. It's to the greatest. How to say that in Chinese?
这个主意好极了。
Perfect. 这个主意好极了。Or you can say, for example, there's no sound at all. It's extremely quiet.
一点声音都没有。安静极了。
安静极了。So that's how you use 极了。It's quite simple and straightforward. Just say the adjective that you want to take to the extremist and then say 极了。So 好极了、坏极了、美极了。Just literally something 极了。Something is extreme.
极了 extremely.
Yes, that's how you use it. And then we have...我从来没想过中国的乐器和西洋乐器这么搭。
I have never imagined that Chinese instruments and Western instruments could blend so well.
Yes, perfect. So, 我
I
从来没
I until now never. I have never.
Perfect, perfect. Actually, I have never would work, but I think your explanation makes it clearer because 从来 means until now. From the very beginning till now, 没 have not.done anything, or just like saying it has never happened before. So, 从来没, or 从没, or 从来没有, these, like, if you blend these four characters together, basically they mean the same thing. That is, until now, it has never happened. So, you can say things like, 你从来没有想过这个问题吗? Have you never thought about this question? It's like saying, wow, you should have done it before, but you have never done it. Or you can say,我从来没见过她妈妈。I've never seen her mother before. It's like, this is how you do it in Chinese. So, if you want to say, I have never before studied this word, how do you say it?
我从没学过这个词。
Perfect. You can say, 我从来没有学过这个词。我从来没学过这个词。我从没学过这个词。So, these four characters, just use them skillfully.
Mm-hmm.
And using that three different patterns.
I feel like it's such a weird construction compared to English, but at the same time, it makes so much sense to express something we've never done before.
Yes. And then, 想过.
想过. I have never to think about.
To think about. I've never thought about it. 中国.
Chinese.
乐器.
Instruments.
Instruments. So we know 乐 is melody. 器 is actually an equipment or a facility or just, you know, something. So 乐器 together is instrument, music instrument. And 西洋.
西洋, Western world.
Western world, yes. Actually, we know 西 is west and 西方 would be the west. Are you curious about the word 洋 or have you ever seen the character 洋?
Actually, never. I wanted to ask you what is the peculiar part of it?
Actually, yang carries the meaning of ocean. So, 海洋.
海洋.
Uh-huh, that's the ocean. 海 is the sea, yang is the ocean. And ever since ancient times, for Chinese people, we live in this continent. And for those mm-hmm. who are actually from the Western world, they came to China...through the sea on big ships, so they come from the ocean. And that is why 西洋 carries the meaning of the Western world, and it's the relatively far away Western world. And 洋 carries the meaning from the outside, which is why for a period of time, foreigners in China are referred to as 洋人.
洋人.
洋人, yes. So 洋人 is like foreigners.They are from the outside world. They come through the sea or the ocean and just from far away places. And we also have 洋娃娃.
洋娃娃. What is it?
娃娃 is a baby. And 洋娃娃 is talking about the little doll, the very beautiful ones with blonde hair and green or blue eyes and the little toy that is very beautiful, very lovely. Yet it definitely is not a Chinese doll. So we call them 洋娃娃, a doll from the West. So 洋娃娃。
洋娃娃, this is so nice.
Yes, it's kind of funny. So, 洋, 西洋 would be the word addressing the Western world, the outside of China part of the world.
西洋.
Mm-hmm. And 搭.
To match, to blend well together.
Yes, perfect. And actually, this is relatively a new way of describing things that match quite well. Previously, we would say like 搭配. 搭配 is also a good match, but da is like a shortened way of saying they are a good match. And I think it started on the internet where kids like to talk in shortened words, and now it's getting quite popular.
Oh, so we can use it also between two persons?
Oh, yes. You can use it for things that match or something that match well with a person or two persons that match quite well. For example, if you say, 他们俩站在一起好搭,真是郎才女貌, you're basically saying, oh, that is such a cute couple. They look so good together. The man with the talent and girl talented and pretty, just good match. Basically, you're saying that.
Perfect. So it's I will use it a lot.
Yes, so that's da. And then, 对啊,小提琴婉转动听, 二胡和琵琶则有一种独特的东方韵味。
Yes, of course, the violin is so melodious, while the 二胡 and pipa have a unique Eastern charm.
Yes, so 对啊, yes.
Yes, correct.
对啊, yes. 小提琴,
小提琴, violin.
Violin. And 婉转动听.
婉转动听, so sweet and agreeable, pleasant to hear.
So 婉转 shows that the melody is with a lot of turns. It's not that straightforward, yet the melody or the emotion being conveyed by the melody is quite tender and quite subtle. That's 婉转, and 动听 is good with the ears, so easy on the ears. It's nice to listen to.
Oh, so we can't use it for metal music or some aggressive ones.
Yeah, so pleasant to the ear would be 动听, 婉转动听. It's relatively tender and sweet and really nice to listen to. 婉转动听. I think it's a good word to describe 小提琴, to describe violin.
That's true. It's very pleasant and so sweet at the same time.
And then we have 二胡.
二胡.
Do you know what 二胡 is?
Is it the instrument with strings?
Yes, actually 二胡 is an instrument with string. And actually, to be more precise, it's two strings. So it is a two-stringed bowed instrument. And 琵琶.
琵琶.
Pipa is another Chinese instrument, a stringed instrument. It has four strings, and because it has four strings, it's relatively more expressive compared to 二胡, compared to the instrument we mentioned earlier. And it's a little different than 小提琴, violin, because both 小提琴 and violin, you need a ball. But pipa does not need a ball. Just use your fingers, and you would attach some artificial fingers on your actual fingers and use it to pluck the pipa. So it's a little bit different. I think it's a little tiny little like guitar, but much more sophisticated, in my opinion.
At the same, between the two, very different.
Yes, so that's pipa and 二胡. 则.
Then.
有.
Have.
一种.
One measure word, 一种,
one type of 独特.
独特, unique.
Unique. 的东方韵味.
东方韵味, Eastern charm, Eastern quality of the musical tone.
Yes, perfect. So 东方 we know is the Eastern world, Eastern. And 韵味, we know 味 is 味道, taste. And 韵 is like a quality, a feeling. So 韵味 talks about the atmosphere, the quality that sends out by a certain person or a certain art. It's something that is hard to describe with words. It's a quality, like you said.
韵味.
韵味.
Can we use it also for other things other than music?
Yes, actually paintings or even sometimes people can be described with 韵味.
韵味.
下次演出我还想再来.
I want to come again for the next performance.
Yes, so 下次.
下次, next time.
演出.
Performance, 演出.
Yeah, so 演 carries the meaning of to perform, and 演出 is the noun. 我.
I.
还想.
I want to, again.
再来.
再来, to come another time.
Yes, so we know both 还 and 再 carries a little more, a once more kind of feeling. But in Chinese, you might feel like they're being a little bit repetitive. But actually, this is a sentence structure. If you want to say 我想再来, of course it works. But some people would also say 我还想再来, works as well. There's no repetitiveness involved in this sentence structure.
还想再来.
Mm-hmm, perfect. All right, so do you have any other questions?
No, everything was crystal clear.
Great, let's give it a go then. 这场音乐会真是震撼极了。
我从来没想过中国的乐曲和西洋乐曲这么搭。
对啊，小提琴婉转动听，二胡和琵琶则有一种独特的东方韵味。
下次演出我还想再来。
Great! You're listening to Takeaway Chinese with myself, Niu Honglin, and Georgia. We would love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts via email to learnchinese@cri.com.cn. Coming up next, let's talk about the special and unique quality of 中国民乐 and 西洋乐, Chinese traditional music and Western classical music. Don't go away, so you will take some Chinese away. Welcome back to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin, joined by Georgia Massett. So before diving into the discussion between these two types of very beautiful music genre, let me show you a little piece of music that might make you feel like they are really a good match. Let's take a listen. So, how'd you like it?
It was actually Zhenhan. It was breathtaking. I felt it.
I felt it too, and I didn't realize 中国民乐和西洋乐器这么搭.
Yeah, I totally agree. Throughout the whole dialogue, I was actually wondering and trying to imagine what the two music would look like together. But I just couldn't, so listening to it really made me realize there's such a dance, there's such a match.
And I was wondering, can you detect or can you recognize what are the two music instruments?
Oh, it was stringed instruments. We talked about guqin.
It is guqin. You are good. You're quite good. Actually, yes. One, the stringed instrument is guqin and the other one is piano. And they do make a really good match. And the thing is, when it comes to traditional Chinese music, a lot of people would consider it quite different from Western music in terms that you don't really see traditional Chinese music instrument played together with other ones so much. And also, they give you the feeling that they are concentrating quite so much on the atmosphere it created instead of just on the melody. But actually, that's not entirely the case. For example, we talked about pipa in the dialogue, and I have interviewed a pipa master. And the master can actually use pipa to mimic a lot of different Western music instruments as well. So with the right technique, traditional Chinese music instruments can be quite expressive. But I was wondering, for someone who's really into classical music, do you know what are some similarities between Chinese music and Western music, especially music instruments?
To generalize, of course, I love music, but I'm really not an expert. I think that there are a lot of similarities, and we were talking about stringed instruments that we both actually have in very different ways. I would include, of course, the guitar, the violin, which are extremely different. The cello, of course, but it's more similar to the violin. And we talked about erhu, guzheng in the Chinese music, but also both Chinese music and Western classical music have wind instruments that I actually like a lot. So the flute, the saxophone, the trumpet, the clarinet, also tuba that I really like. And I know that in Chinese classical music, there's more a bamboo flute, double reed horn, and some other instruments, but they're also percussion instruments, so the three of them can really blend together, and they're actually very they make a whole with drums for Western music and some more gongs for the Chinese side, if I'm not wrong.
Perfect! You know quite a lot about traditional Chinese music instruments as well. Actually, the one that you mentioned, stringed instruments, would be 弦乐.
弦乐.
Uh-huh. And also the wind instruments would be 管乐.
管乐.
Yes, so 弦 is the string we talked about, and 管 is actually pipe, because wind instruments would involve a lot of pipes so that the wind can go through. So 管乐, 管乐器 would be the wind instruments, and of course 打击乐, the percussion instruments. 打击乐, in Chinese we call them, yes, hit instruments, so you hit them.
打击乐.
Yes. And of course, there are differences for sure. We know Chinese and Western instruments often differ in their construction materials and techniques. We know their playing techniques can be a little bit different. And of course, when it comes to notation systems, there are different notation systems. But I think the bottom line here is that music is music. We enjoy music. We want different genre, different type. Sometimes we want them to be gentle and tender and sweet sometimes. When we want to express the kind of feeling that is breathtaking, we also want it to be strong and show the emotion in a very direct and overwhelming even kind of way. And both instruments have their strength, have their weakness, but when you combine them together, when they can help each other bring about the best quality out of each other, that is a perfect match.
I completely agree. And also, it's very nice to hear one instrument alone, but at the same time, to hear them all together in a concert, it really brings something more. So the strength of music is also putting together so many different instruments and voices in the case of singed music, but so many different instruments actually telling a story, expressing emotions together with their strengths and weaknesses.
Definitely. So hopefully more people would be able to be exposed to different types of music and find out the ones that touches their heart the most. Either it be traditional Chinese music or Western music, as long as it speaks to you, you would be able to enjoy it. And if you really like little piece of traditional Chinese music plus Western music little duet you've just heard, you can also go find Music Talks. That is another podcast that we produce. And on that podcast, you can listen to, you can enjoy a lot of traditional Chinese music instrument. You never know. Maybe it is your cup of tea.
Exactly.
And that brings us to the end of today's Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin with Georgia Massette for this episode. For more shows, you can visit our website at radio.cgtn.com and go to the column podcast. You can also listen to our show on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Just search for Takeaway Chinese. Don't forget to leave your questions, comments, and ratings. 感谢收听，我们下次再见。
Goodbye, everyone. 再见, it was so interesting.